Google Pixel 6 Cheat Sheet. Everything You Need to Know by Jack Wallen on October 19th in the Tech Republic newsletter. From sophisticated camera enhancements to major battery improvements to the game-changing Tensor chip, the Google Pixel 6 takes Google's flagship phone to the next level. Google has finally unveiled its latest iteration of the Pixel phone line, and this time it's back to form with a true flagship device. After taking a detour away from flagship status with the Pixel 5, including a lesser-powered CPU and aging camera sensor, Google learned from its misstep and seriously upped its game with the newest version of the Pixel phone. The Pixel 6 comes in a Pro or Standard model, both of which include a custom Google Tensor chip, which makes it one of the most ambitious Android devices ever created. Both the Pixel 6 Pro and Standard version will ship with Android 12 and include the Tensor SoC, which leans heavily on AI and machine learning. The new chip is capable of some fairly remarkable feats, such as automatically sharpening a blurry image in a photo and enjoying almost instantaneous speech-to-text. What are Google Pixel 6's key features? Tensor chip. Clearly, the most exciting element of the Pixel 6 is the Tensor SoC system on a chip. This is the first time Google has gone with an in-house chip for the Pixel lineup and marks the first step toward a truly remarkable Pixel experience. The Tensor chip promises to vastly improve photo, video, search, text-to-speech, and other features on the device. A portion of this chip is a mobile version of Google's Tensor processing units found in Google's massive network of data centers. These TPUs handle complex machine learning for cloud infrastructure, so the Pixel 6 seriously ups the AI/ML game for a mobile device. The Tensor chip includes the following pieces: the TPU, main processing unit, ISP, signal processor, CPU, 2x2x4, GPU, 20-core chip, context hub, ultra-low-power engine. The new Tensor chip brings to the Pixel an 80% CPU performance improvement and a 370% GPU performance improvement. How does this work? Let's take the example of a photo. Instead of the Pixel taking a single shot of a person, the Tensor chip allows it to capture several photos of the subject, at which point the chip will detect the subject's face and combine all of the shots it's taken into a viable image. Google has been pulling off such feats for a while now, but this is the first time the feature has been added to an onboard mobile chip. Other tasks the Tensor chip can pull off are real-time speech translation between two languages in a video, and even the ability to edit on your keyboard as you speak using speech-to-text. The Tensor chip is also one of the most capable in the market at detecting natural speech patterns. The Pixel 6 has an onboard speech recognition model for a vastly improved experience with tools like Google Assistant. Speech-to-text is now more accurate than ever. With the help of the Tensor chip, speech-to-text can now recognize words like clear and send as command instead of words to be added to the text. This means typing with your voice is now faster and more accurate than typing with your fingers. With the help of the Tensor chip, The Pixel 6 phone app will even give you an estimated wait time before you place a call to a business. Display. The Pixel 6 features a 6.4-inch full HD Plus display with a 90 Hz refresh rate. The Pixel Pro includes a 6.7-inch display with a 120 Hz refresh rate while at full QHD resolution. The refresh rate can be scaled down to 10 Hz to save battery life. On the display, you'll find a punch hole camera that handles facial recognition as well as under-display fingerprint sensor, which means users will have the option of either biometric feature. Cameras and photo features. The cameras on both devices are a significant step up from the Pixel 5. The Pixel 6 Standard Edition will sport a 50-megapixel lens, a 12-megapixel ultra-wide lens, and a 12-megapixel selfie camera. The Pixel 6 Pro will include a standard 50-megapixel lens, a 12-megapixel ultra-wide lens, a 48-megapixel 4X telephoto lens, and a 12-megapixel 94-degree selfie camera. For serious photo buffs who want more options to take the best photos they can, the Pixel 6 Pro will be the way to go. But either way, the Pixel 6 will have the Tensor chip to lend a helping hand. A very exciting feature in the Pixel 6 photo abilities is called Real Tone. With this feature, Google worked with leading image experts to ensure the cameras do a better job of taking accurate photos of people of color. This was achieved by improving face detection, improving auto exposure, focusing on how the phone handles white balance to prevent overbrightening of darker skin tones, and better detection for different types of natural hair. Google Photos will also include Real Tone baked in. Another feature is called Motion Mode, which uses numerous new technologies to add motion blur to a photo that would otherwise be static. Other camera improvements in the Pixel 6 include 4K resolution for selfies, 4K video capture at 60 frames per second, the return of the Magic Erasure feature, which allows you to easily erase items from a photo, face deblur option, manual white balance adjustment, pixel binning used to deliver 12.5 megapixel images from a 50 megapixel sensor for more flexibility, double tap to the back of the camera to automatically open the camera for apps like Snapchat. Battery. The Pixel 6 will include a 4614 milliamp hour battery, while the Pixel 6 Pro will have a larger 5000 milliamp hour battery. Granted, the Pixel 6 Pro version will require that extra juice to power the 120 Hz display, but both devices should go all day without a charge. Environmentally friendly details. The cases of both devices are made of recycled aluminum to help lessen the carbon footprint from the manufacturing process. You can also trade in your old Pixel, and Google will make sure it's responsibly recycled. Android 12. Both Pixel 6 devices will ship with Android 12, which takes the platform to the next level with Material U. Material U evolves the Android UI to be more personalized and modern, adapting the color palette to whatever image is used on the home screen. Material U also improves animations and gestures and makes interacting with the UI far more intuitive and elegant. Other features in Android 12 include a more playful lock screen that uses dynamic lighting, a more intuitive notification shade. Quick Settings now includes Google Pay and Home Controls. Google Assistant can be invoked by long pressing the power button. CPU time has been reduced by 22% to make the OS more performant. Privacy Dashboard is a centralized location to manage app permissions. An indicator appears in the notification shade when an app is using either the camera or the mic. Quick Settings now include toggles to display the mic and camera system-wide. Android Private Compute Core powers certain features, such as Android Caption, and doesn't share information with other apps or services. AVIF image support, clipboard read notification in the notification shade. A new transcoding layer that makes it possible for apps that don't support high-efficiency video coding, HEVC, video compression to take advantage of this much-improved standard. App hibernation and pairing. Haptic audio. One-handed mode for easier one-handed use. What are the specs for the Pixel 6? The Pixel 6. OS, Android 12. CPU, Google Tensor, and a Titan M2. Display, 6.4-inch FHD Plus at 90 Hz. RAM, 8 GB or 12 GB. Storage, 128 GB or 256 GB. Rear camera, 50 megapixel wide and 12 megapixel ultra wide. Front camera, 8 megapixels. Battery, 4,614 milliamp hours. Biometrics, under display fingerprint sensor and facial recognition. Charging, 30 watt wired USB-C, 12 watt wireless via Pixel stand. 5G, sub 6 millimeter wave, US. Water resistance, IP68. Colors, kinda coral, sorta sea foam, stormy black. Dimensions, 158.6 by 74.8 by 8.2 millimeters. Pixel 6 Pro. OS, Android 12. CPU, Google Tensor, and a Titan M2. Display, 6.71 inches. QHD Plus at 120 Hz. RAM, 12 GB. Storage, 128 GB or 256 GB or 512 GB. Rear camera, 50 megapixel wide, 48 megapixel telephoto, and 12 megapixel ultra wide. Front camera, 12 megapixels. Battery, 5,000 milliamp hours. Biometrics, under display fingerprint sensor and facial recognition. Charging, 30 watt wired, 23 watt wireless on Pixel stand. 5G, sub 6 millimeter wave, US. Water resistance, IP68. Colors, stormy black, sorta sunny, cloudy white. Dimensions, 163.9 by 75.8 by 8.9 millimeters. How does the Pixel 6 compare to the Pixel 5? The Pixel 6 is worlds apart from the Pixel 5. Google learned an important lesson between the Pixel 4 and 5 to realize that battery life had to be vastly improved. Although the Pixel 4 included, at the time, a flagship processor, the battery life was abysmal. The Pixel 5 fixed that problem, but at the cost of an underpowered CPU, which led to longer photo processing times. With the Pixel 6, Both of these concerns are erased. Google has finally come out from under the shadow of the Pixel 4 and 5 to deliver all-day battery life and flagship-level performance. In fact, Google claims the Tensor SoC will be 80% more powerful than the Pixel 5's Snapdragon 765. Is the Pixel 6 a good option for business users? It all boils down to wanting maximum power and all-day battery life in a mobile device. But the added improvements that will come from the AI-enhanced Tensor chip, as well as the brilliant 120 MHz display of the Pixel 6 Pro, should have pros champing at the bit for this new phone. And in the new security features, such as the privacy dashboard in Android 12, as well as the improved Titan M2 security chip, and the Pixel 6 screams business use cases. Any user who demands the highest quality photos from a mobile phone will understand why this next evolution of the Pixel phone is important. If you depend on a mobile device to snap photos for your business, the Pixel 6 might wind up being the best option on the market. How much does the Pixel 6 cost? The Pixel 6 Standard is set to sell for $599 and the Pixel 6 Pro for $899, which means you're getting one of the most exciting flagship phones at prices Apple and Samsung cannot compete with. When and where will the Pixel 6 be available? The Pixel 6 and Pixel 6 Pro are now available for pre-order from the Google Play Store. You can purchase either device for Verizon, Google Fi, or an unlocked version that's designed to work with all major carriers. The devices will be on store shelves October 28th.